Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. Today's episode, we are going to continue talking about the sort of forbidden fruit industry, which is the cannabis industry. And we do want to make it really, really clear that we are unable to do business with any companies that aren't located in states or provinces that have actual legalized either medical or recreational marijuana sales. We should also mention that in both Canada and the United States, there is no federally legal cannabis distribution. So just keep that in mind if you're thinking about getting into the cannabis industry or if you've already started in the cannabis industry. If you are located, if your business is located in one of the states where either medical or legal recreational use is allowed, then we're more than happy to talk to you. There are also certain states which have prohibitions against advertising marijuana in any way, shape, or form. And if you're in one of those states, we can't do very much with you there either. So first thing we want to talk about is what is an actual mobile wallet marketing pass? I'm positive that there are still some listeners out there who have no idea what they are. So Hayes, why don't you give them like the 2-minute rundown on what they are and how they work?
Well, a mobile wallet pass can be found on Apple Wallet. Apple Wallet is a native app that is supplied on every iPhone. So millions and millions of iPhones out there already have Apple Wallet. And these passes can be put right on this native app.
So basically, that means that as a business owner, you would spend your time marketing your business, not spend your time building an app, paying for an app, supporting an app, updating an app, etc., and so on and so on. So this really cuts your cost down on marketing via mobile by anywhere from $5,000 all the way up to $50,000, which is kind of the range for a basic app price. As a manufacturer or a distributor of products, you might not necessarily think, oh yeah, mobile wallet marketing is a great idea for my business. But if you think it's not a great idea for your business, then I'm just going to tell you that you're not really thinking clearly. Building your brand, building your base of consumers who like your brand, just as if you were Budweiser or Betty Crocker or Samsung or Apple, is equally important to manufacturers and creators of products as it would be to the actual stores where these products are being sold. So how would you as a, and I'm going to use Dixie Elixirs as an example because it just rolls right out of my mouth so easily. We don't have any affiliation with them as far as them paying us to use their name or anything like that. It's an easy one for me to remember. So what would you do if you were them and you wanted to use mobile wallet marketing from a manufacturer standpoint? Give us some ideas.
All right. Well, if I was Dixie Elixir, I'd probably put myself in a booth or in a retail shop or in a trade show or even at a dispensary. And I would have signage to go along with my Dixie Elixirs. And the signage could be in the form of a QR code to get these passes into these mobile wallets.
So there's two ways that you can get a pass into a wallet. One is by clicking the link from your mobile phone. So let's say that you get the link in an email or on an SMS or you see it on a website or a news article or whatever, you're perusing your phone and there's the link. You click the link, Apple Wallet immediately opens up and you confirm that you want to add the pass into Apple Wallet. Now, that's all fine and dandy, except if you're going to market using the links, You need to give your users a tad bit of instruction, because otherwise, when they click a link and all of a sudden Apple Wallet opens up, the first thing I would think if I didn't know is, oh my God, somebody's trying to steal my phone, or somebody's trying to install something that I don't even know what it is. So you want to prep them and you say, click this link to install a mobile wallet marketing pass in your Apple Wallet on your iPhone, or something to that effect. Second way is the QR code. So how does that work?
Well, a QR code is really simple to add into your phone. You simply open up Apple Wallet. You click on scan.
Scan to add pass.
Scan to add pass. You hold up as if you're taking a picture right on the camera, and you let it scan the QR code, and it pops right up your pass.
Now, most of our clients actually include the QR code on the front of their pass, so that, say, you're standing there with your friend and you have the pass in your wallet, and your friend is like, oh wow, that's really cool. Oh my God, you get free products or discounts or whatever it is that you incentivize people to put the passes on their phones with. So my friend is standing there. Well, now all my friend has to do is open up his Apple Wallet, scan my pass on my phone with his phone, and now he's added that to his phone. Sharing is caring, and this is a really simple way to do it. So what are some of the things that you could do with the passes themselves as a manufacturer or a creator or, you know, whatever you want to term them? What kind of things would you make passes for?
Well, for whatever product that you have, you put in a special offer and person clicks on to get the pass. That's a great way of getting the passes distributed.
Coupons, offers, information, links back to the website.
Right, I was just getting to that.
Got it.
There's, on the back of a pass, you can put all the links that are relevant to you, like your site. If you have a Facebook page, you can put your Facebook page on there. It also will have different calls to action. You can have your email, a direct number. With one tap, they can be calling you, not even know your phone number. There's also, if you're manufacturing, so you have a storefront, perhaps, you can even put your address on there, and then go right into Google Maps. Tell you how to get to them.
You know, one of the other things that I've seen some people doing is putting links on the back of passes to legalization campaigns. Like, say that you're in a medical state that is moving towards a recreational state. A lot of people will put in the links for stuff like the normal and the MMR or whatever. So there's a lot of things that you can put on the back of the pass that aren't necessarily buy my product, go to a dispensary and buy my product. Anything that gets you more interaction and engagement with a potential customer keeps you first and foremost in their mind, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And to take that a little bit more forward is, if you want to let then know where you are, where you're going to be, you can do a geolocation. Geo will let you know.
Like, say they're going to have a booth at Cannabis Cup or what's that other one? HempCon, something like that. So you can set up the geo notifications.
Right. If you have a booth, say I'm at this booth, 123, come by, visit. You have a special offer.
Lock screen notification pops up when they get close. We do that with the geolocation feature of the phone. And then you could couple that with an iBeacon, which is this little tiny transmitter that you can stick up under your table or in your booth or in your pocket, whatever. And that pops another lock screen notification. One of those is for like a wide range, and one of those is for a narrow range as far as the actual number of feet or meters or yards that the effective area is. What if I had, say, a new product launching, and let's just say that I had 100,000 passes installed in people's phones. Mm-hmm. And out of that 100,000, that means that probably 110,000 people actually installed my pass, because we have like a 90% retention rate right now. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's better than email. It's better than SMS. It's better than an ad in a magazine. It's huge. It's a great complement to your existing marketing. So what if I've got this new product, and so I have this existing pass. Is it possible for me to call you guys up and say, hey, we're doing a new product launch. We want to completely change all of our graphics, all of our links, all of our headlines, and we want to let people know about this. Can we do that?
We can absolutely do that. No problem. Retarget, target again.
The passes are completely fluid, so everything that's on there can be changed around. Oh, you've decided that you don't like red anymore, you want to change to green? Great, we can change the color to green. You've decided that you want to update your logo and you go and you get a new logo. Well, we can update your logo. You can always change the links on the back. You can always change the headlines. You can daisy chain the passes. Okay, tell us about that.
That's right. Well, daisy chain is on the back of a pass. As we said, you have different short links to go to different products, and you can have your own pass for your new product coming up. So you just go from one pass to another pass, and you have, let's say, a second product coming out. You can go one, two, now you have three passes.
So let me ask you this. Let's say that I have my basic pass, and I want to offer a coupon to everybody who is coming out to, say, HempCon. Can I put a link on the back to a second pass, which is the coupon pass?
Yes.
And people can, from their original pass, click that link, add the second pass, and now they've got a coupon that they could redeem at HempCon at my booth, and I could put the geo and the iBeacon in with that pass?
You absolutely do that. And now you have two passes.
Now you have two passes in the phone. Yes. And what about so-called event tickets? Let's say that I am having some sort of a party or a function or something like that at Cannabis Cup, and I want to do it where I invite my best customers, who are obviously the ones that have installed these mobile marketing passes because they're really engaged, and I want to send them all an invitation to come to a specific event or something like that. I'm sponsoring a concert or a party. Can I send them a link on the back of an existing pass that links to, say, an event ticket type of pass?
Absolutely, you can.
And then you've got three passes on your phone.
You have three passes on your phone.
Yeah, see how this works? So I could, for instance, build a coupon that I used in Seattle at HempCon, and then I wanted to change that coupon over to allow all of the people in the Seattle area to use that at a dispensary. If I was doing some kind of co-op advertising with specific dispensaries or any dispensaries in the area, I could just go in, change up the offer, change up the geo-targeting, send a notification saying, hey, all you fabulous Seattle people, here's another great deal for you. And I'm gonna tell you, I don't know if you saw it or not, but there was an article about 2 weeks ago talking about how 62%, I think it was, of mobile offers are redeemed within 2 minutes of receiving those offers when there's a geo element involved. Like somebody's walking down the street in front of a store and they get the lock screen notification. Oh, coupon, 10% off, 25% off, buy one, get one, whatever it might be. 62% of people will act on that offer right then, right there. I mean, it's huge. So if you were a manufacturer and you wanted to work with a particular set of dispensaries, why not geo target for each of those dispensaries? You have 10 geo-targeting and 10 iBeacon locations available for each pass. So I would be making deals with my best dispensaries. I would be helping them to increase their foot traffic, you know, getting people to come in and ask for my products by name because they've got these passes. You know, this just seems to me like there's a lot of ways that thinking outside the box will really help you. How do you build your list? How do you get people to install passes? I mean, there's some active campaigning going on for this.
Right. Well, you do it like you would do a Facebook follow. You can have a special offer to get them to download the pass.
So it's like building an email list or social followers or just any other customer list. There's nothing fancy here.
Nope, nothing fancy at all.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So anyway, I think that is probably we've covered it. What do you think?
I believe we have.
Super. So we'll sign off now and have a great week.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.